We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Welcome back to the podcast, the John Murphy Show for this Monday, March 3rd. And joining us in studio, General Manager of the Buffalo Bills, Doug Whaley. Good to be with you. Haven't seen you in 2 weeks since Indy.
I know. We were getting really acquainted back then.
We spent a lot of time. Kept you a long time. I won't keep you that long tonight. The news today, you have negotiated with Jairus Byrd, and you have not reached a contract extension, and you will not use the franchise tag on him or any other of your unrestricted free agents. Tell me about the decision. What went into that?
Well, we just decided the best thing for the Buffalo Bills and moving forward and trying to get to where we need to go, which is the playoffs, was not to use the franchise tag on anybody. We've put a concerted effort to sign Jairus and a lot of all our free agents, and we hope we still have a couple days to go, and we hopefully can get something done with all of them before the clock strikes four this year.
Yeah.
It's usually 12.
Yeah. Why is this year different? Why no tag use for Jairus Byrd? Why doesn't it work for the Buffalo Bills, in your opinion?
Well, we thought for us to get to where we needed to go, we would want Jairus for a long term. And that's what our focus was on this year. Last year, we thought it was going to give us a chance to another year or less than that to negotiate. And we've been at this for a while. And we think this is the best thing for the Buffalo Bills.
You have made an offer to Jairus Byrd, to his representative, right?
Absolutely. We are very comfortable with the significant offer we made to Jairus. And we're open to doing a deal. And we hope we can get this thing done soon.
And there were reports out over the weekend, the last day or two, about how big that deal was. You're comfortable that it's a deal that's competitive, that puts him in where he belongs among the safeties.
We feel it is. We were very comfortable with what we offered him. And again, we're still open to listen or to do some other things if the opportunity presents itself.
So that our listeners know, the way the timing works here is this Saturday, I believe, right, the 8th, other teams can begin talking to Jairus Byrd.
Yes, they'll have a three-day period where other teams can talk in generalities to the contract advisors of all free agents, but they cannot agree on anything in principle.
And so what that means is that for the next 5 days, you have what amounts to exclusive rights to negotiate with you.
Yes, and that's why we're still upbeat and optimistic. We still have a chance, and this thing is not done. Even once the clock starts four and it's free agency, we're still have a chance to get this thing done.
And do you anticipate you will make an effort to reach out? Or I mean, something like this, by not applying the tag, almost as a natural incentive maybe for both sides to let's see what we can do, right?
Hopefully they think that way. I mean, we're open to do anything. The communication is still open with his camp. And we understand out there in Bills Nation that everybody's going to say, oh, we're going to lose Byrd for nothing. Unfortunately, that's the business we're in. With the salary cap, you cannot keep everybody. But if you look in the years past, last year, Wood, Leotis McKelvin, Eric Pierce, Urbick, we have tried to sign as many of our free agents as possible. And again, everybody was happy when Mario Williams signed with us. It's just the nature of the salary cap era. We won't be able to keep everybody, but we're going to take a concerted effort to try to put a value on players, and hopefully their value meets our values in signing these guys for long term.
We're talking with Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. And when you talk about value, most conversations I have with Bill Polian are pretty good. Last Sunday at Indy, we had a conversation about relative value and position groups. Right. He's a big proponent of this is what you spend on this position group, this is what you spend on that. Is that part of your theory as well?
Yeah, it'll be a combination of, we talked to, when Schwartz came in, we said, hey, rank your most important guy on your defense on down, and then we kind of mesh it with what we think is the value of guys at certain levels at those positions. So it's a concerted effort between myself, the coaching staff, the personnel staff, and the business administration staff.
And I think that's important to know too, Doug, and especially because of what's been reported in some quarters over the last 8 days or so. It is kind of a unified decision here, right? I mean, it's you in conjunction with the coaching staff, in conjunction with Jim Overdorf. It's not, nobody's freelancing in this deal.
No, Murph, I tell you this much. We have open lines of communication, and everybody in this organization, everybody that steps through that door at One Bills Drive is on the same page, and they're all working together to pull to get us to the playoffs. So we're very excited, and I talk to Coach daily about personnel, staff, and I'm almost probably more than I talk to my wife during the day. But we are all on the same page, and we want to get this team to the playoffs, and we're all pulling in the same direction.
You told us, and Coach Marrone told us at the Combine a couple of weeks ago, you do consider Jarris Bird a good player. I mean, this is not a reflection on his value and what he could bring to the team. We've seen that. All the Bills fans have seen that.
Oh, most definitely. He is a tremendous player. And, again, we think this guy can help us get to where we need to go. Well, just have to make sure the value for us and the value for him meet in the middle.
Hey, Doug, what would be the difficulties in applying the franchise tag and then trying to work a trade with another team for Jarris Bird?
You'd have to find a partner.
That's hard.
And then there's a lot of moving parts, because then you have to settle on compensation value. Then you also, they have to be able to feel comfortable to sign him to a long-term deal. So there was a lot of moving parts in there that we just felt wasn't beneficial for the Buffalo Bills.
I guess it's important to note also, and we've talked about this on this show, although we can talk about what you value a safety at, when you look at the entire league, it's the third lowest paid position by franchise tag. So there is a value league-wide in what a safety is worth. And when you're talking where the franchise tag is for safeties, that's a big number. It's a big number for anyone to swallow.
It's a big number. It is. But again, that's why we, like I said, we, with the personnel staff, with Jim Monas and everybody, along with the administration staff, we came up with a value we thought was fair and competitive for Jarris, and hopefully something may come through with it.
Are you concerned with by not tagging Jarris, what the message might be to the other players on the roster?
Again, I don't think that message is going to be anything more than it's something that just didn't materialize. Because again, last year we signed Eric Wood, you know, we signed Urbick, we signed guys that have been on this team, and then we came together with their representatives and met in the middle on a perfect value that was fair for both of us. So I still believe those guys will see that we're making a concerted effort to draft and re-sign our own guys.
And lastly, Jarris is not the only unrestricted free agent you have. Is there anything to report on the others, Dan Carpenter, Scott Chandler, et cetera?
I know we've been in contact with all their agents and their representatives. There's been some contract offers that have gone out. We're still waiting to hear back and then hammer out some details, but we're optimistic that we will not – well, one, we know we won't be using the franchise or transition tag on anybody else, but hopefully we can get some deals done before we hit free agency, and Bird being one of them.
Yeah. Again, to reiterate, that door's still open, right, over the next 5 days?
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
Doug, thank you.
Thank you, Jim Murph.
Doug Whaley, the Bills general manager, our guest, the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.